This week we're going to look at some of the Apostle Paul's writing in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 29 through 40. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation, starting at verse 29. Now let me say this, dear brothers and sisters, the time that remains is very short. So husbands should not let marriage be their major concern. Happiness or sadness or wealth should not keep anyone from doing God's work. Those in frequent contact with things of the world should make good use of them without becoming attached to them. For this world and all in it will pass away. In everything you do, I want you to be free from the concerns of this life. An unmarried man can spend his time doing the Lord's work and thinking how to please Him. But a married man can do that so well, he has to think about his earthly responsibilities and how to please his wife. His interests are divided, and in the same way a woman who is no longer married or has never been married can be more devoted to the Lord in body and in spirit, while the married woman must be concerned about her earthly responsibilities and how to please her husband. Now, I am saying this for your benefit, not to place restrictions on you. I want you to do whatever will help you serve the Lord the best, with as few distractions as possible. But if a man thinks he ought to marry his fiancée because he has trouble controlling his passions and time is passing, it's all right. It is not a sin. Let them marry. But if he has decided firmly not to marry, there is no urgency, and he can control his passion, he does well not to marry. So the person who marries does well, and the person who doesn't marry does even better. A wife is married to her husband as long as she lives, and if her husband dies, she's free to marry whoever she wishes. But this must be a marriage acceptable to the Lord. But in my opinion, it would be better for her if she doesn't marry again. And I think I'm giving you good counsel from God's Spirit when I say this. Well, may God add the blessings, the reading, hearing, and the understanding of the Apostle Paul's wisdom. But think about this. We are here at Bethel, we're trying to plan and do what we can do to try to get the church to grow again. We've been kind of stagnant. But I was looking at some of this in 1 Corinthians. And they come up to this conclusion, when a church or a community of groups orient most of their ministry around family concerns, single people can be made to feel unimportant or even not wanted. Yet the Apostle Paul is making a clear note of encouragement to those who are not married. He said the absence of marriage bond gives a person freedom and opportunities that married people often don't have. And I think it is simple advice. So as we plan to kind of recruit people or get people to come, we need them all. We need them single. We need them married. We need them divorced. We need all kinds of people to come to know the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the challenge for all of us, I think, is that we don't succumb to the feeling that life is incomplete without a partner. So ask God to continue to show us and use your gifts and help us to bring Bethel to a point of growth again in this little community that we serve.